Nearly 6 months after the fall of the Taliban, Afghanistan is still struggling with a fragile peace process. Rogue warlords continue to battle each other and challenge the authority of the country's interim administration. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
A drill sergeant screams out orders as Afghan soldiers in dress uniform march in a military parade. This was the scene in Kabul 2 weeks ago, when the new Afghan authorities celebrated the 10th anniversary of the overthrow of the Soviet-backed communist regime. But that victory by the Mujahideen rebels quickly turned into a nightmare when, after assuming power, rival factions fought for control of Kabul. 10 years later, the parade of tanks and helicopters moved past the ruins of a city half demolished by the Mujahideen's civil war. Most observers hope history won't repeat itself. But less than 2 hours' drive from last month's display of military might in Kabul, a civilian victim of more recent Afghan factional fighting lay moaning in a hospital bed. This old man was caught in a crossfire on the same day as the parade when two rival groups opened fire on each other in the town of Gardez in Afghanistan's turbulent Paktia province. Gardez offers a disturbing example of the kind of challenges facing the peace process in this fractured country. On the same weekend as the gun battle, forces loyal to a third warlord launched hundreds of rockets at Gardez. The barrage killed 25 people, injured more than 60, and shattered most of the windows in the town hospital. Staring in disgust at the broken glass, nurse Saeed Rahman condemned the fighting warlords.
If they can't tolerate each other in one city, then they have to leave this town and go outside to maybe a desert and start their fighting. Why kill innocent people? At school, children, why they kill them there? What is the reason? Now our central government hasn't done anything effectively for us. To whom should we call and maybe claim to help us?
Last week, Hamid Karzai, the head of Afghanistan's interim government, vowed to bring the warlord responsible for the Gardez rocket attacks to justice. The problem is Karzai has little authority outside Kabul. He recently appointed Taj Mohammad Wardak governor of Gardez, but he has so far been unable to stop the bloodletting. Wardak, dressed in a trench coat and slippers, recently gave an interview in his heavily guarded mansion. Speaking through an interpreter, Wardak called for a new kind of foreign intervention in Afghanistan.
When I came here, I found out that some of the Afghans are not very good people and they have lost the ability to behave properly. And now I think it would be very good for American or international soldiers to be here and to keep security.
Since the Taliban fled Kabul, many Afghans have welcomed the deployment of nearly 5,000 foreign peacekeepers in the Afghan capital. For months, the government's been asking for more foreign troops to be sent to other parts of the country. But recently, Karzai announced that the international community had turned down this request.
Well, we didn't get that. Now we get the National Army, so I support that.
Instead of peacekeepers, the U.S. and other countries have launched programs to help train a new Afghan National Army. This month, American instructors will put a battalion of new recruits through boot camp. But it will take months, maybe years, before this army will be operational. In the meantime, Afghans ask, who will stop the fighting in Gardez and a half dozen other places like it? Like many here, Daoud Yaqub, an aide to Karzai, is counting on the Loya Jirga, the National Council of Tribal Elders that's scheduled to meet next month. It will appoint a new government that he hopes will further unite Afghanistan.
Many peace processes have been tried in Afghanistan in the past, and they failed miserably simply because they're foreign-sponsored. What made the Loya Jirga attractive to the Afghans is because it is an authentic Afghan process that seeks to express the free will of the Afghan nation.
The process to elect most of the Loya Jirga's 1,500 representatives began several weeks ago, and so far it's been largely peaceful. Meanwhile, despite the lingering security risks, hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees have poured back into the country. Buses and trucks jam a refugee repatriation center outside Kabul, where up to 10,000 returnees have been arriving every day. When the communist government fell 10 years ago, Afghanistan saw a similar flood of more than 1 million repatriated refugees. But when the fighting resumed, many of them fled again. Observers say the difference this time is that the international community is playing a much bigger role in Afghanistan's reconstruction. And after the tragedy of the last decade, many hope that Afghans themselves will break the country's 23-year cycle of civil war. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.